So, jetzt gehen wir mal an Oszillator Nummer 2. Das ist der. Ich kann den ausschalten, anschalten.
Radio Walterst Orphan Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Und wir haben jetzt unseren ersten Gast hier von der Messe. Stasma ist bei uns, ein Künstler und Mitarbeitender von Schlappi Engineering. Hello and welcome, Stasma.
Hello, everyone. He did the thing. Ooh. He said hello, everyone.
Hello.
Nice. Hi, Shul Young. It's amazing. Thank you for being here.
You're very, very old breakcore buddies, aren't you?
Yeah. not the oldest, but definitely at the Super Booth, the oldest breakcore buddies, because you work for a lot of companies. You're here again this year for
Schlappi Engineering, mostly, yeah. Awesome. This is the only one I really work for.
Yeah. So yeah. The others, but what do you do for them?
For Schlappi Engineering, I'm doing all the online content, like demo videos and videos for Instagram, like musical demos mostly.
But very tasteful musical demos that stand out. You can also listen to, like, for music. It's very nice. You make nice music with the stuff.
That's some people can listen to it.
Amazing. And you get to perform this year in the tent, and
yes,
you're actually playing a kind of breakcore show.
Yeah, it's the first time I'm going to try hybrid, like playing my usual breakbeat stuff from Ableton, but with Modular Sit on top.
Nice.
So I'm going to try to make a drone doom jungle thing.
Is this the we're getting like the Sunday Violence with the Modular stuff at
basically
the same time? Oh my God.
The Sunday Modular Violence on Saturday.
Nice. And you've been playing at Breakout Gives Me Wood recently.
Yeah. No, it's next week actually.
Yeah,
next Friday.
Next Friday in Ghent? No, when?
No, in Brussels.
In Brussels?
In a venue called La Fabrique.
Nice.
First time I'm going there, so I can't tell about it, but it's probably going to be a pretty good night.
That's gonna, Breakout Gives Me Wood is legendary. It's amazing every time.
Das sollten wir vielleicht nochmal kurz auf Deutsch sagen. Es gibt dieses Festival, Breakout Gives Me Wood, was viele Leute hier besonders begeistert. Und das findet nicht, wie du gedacht hast, Christian, hat schon stattgefunden, sondern es wird erst sein. Also wer das hier überstanden hat, der kann dann auch noch nach wohin fahren? Sag nochmal.
Nach Brüssel. Nach Brüssel.
In die Fabrik.
Nächstes Wochenende.
Genau, und da kann man Stasma dann live hören. Oder man kommt halt hierher. So when is your gig here? In the tent?
In the tent, I'm playing on Saturday from 5 to 6. I think I'm the last one in the tent on Saturday. The circus tent, is it?
Okay, right? I set my alarm watch. Awesome. That's crazy. We've just had a little chat in the what we call the noisy hall. It's this downstairs basement here. That's very, like all the noisy brands seem to have been cornered into one corner group together. So you have Uranalog, which you have modules of. We have Tip Top Audio, which I remember. You have lots of stuff of the Buchla system.
Yeah, I have them all.
That you did. And for example,
so Christian wanted you to analyze this case from Jero's case.
Yeah,
what would
Jero
you make
collected
out of it?
Some of this. We are wondering. Jero has trouble making a really cool sounding music with it. We wonder if maybe he should swap one module, or maybe it's too many envelopes, not enough mixing.
I think it's the. I mean, for the Buchla kind of thing. It's a perfect starter small system, I'd say.
Yeah,
I would go with that. I actually had exactly the same setup for quite some time.
Okay, we will tell him he's just bad at making music. Okay,
I mean, it's very easy to do the Buchla thing, like just doing that. And you can. That's one of my favorite things to do with it, actually. It's very good at percussive stuff, but it's also very good at big drones. For example, the low-pass gates. It's really nice when you just play it by hand without sending much voltages into it. You can really play with the brightness of stuff, and you can make it. massive drone-y things that are very good.
Für die Hörerinnen und Hörer, die nicht ganz tief in der Materie stecken und mit der modularen Synthese noch nicht auf Du und Du sind, es ist eine ganz zauberhafte, bunte, kleine Handwerkertasche mit einem Griff obendran und es ist sowas wie ein Must-Have für jede kleine Campingreise zum Beispiel. Man muss natürlich einen großen Generator mitnehmen für Strom. Also, das war jetzt meine Kurz.
Ja, thank you, Frank, for helping us. Now, he was just saying it's like a small craftsman's handbag to take on the workshop.
Du solltest das ja eigentlich auf Deutsch übersetzen, was das mal gesagt hat und nicht das, was Frank gesagt hat.
Ach so. Ich bin multilingual.
Überfordert.
Überfordert.
No, yeah, but we should really find out more about you. Like you said, you work for several companies, but mainly for Schlappi.
I mean, I would say that I only work for Schlappi in the sense that it's the only one that we are really working together. The other ones, I have the YouTube channel and mm-hmm. I do videos for many brands, mm-hmm. but I don't consider that I'm working with them. I never ask.
So you're an influencer.
That's sadly, yes, I think. I really don't like that stamp,
term.
But I guess I am one.
But you have a big followership.
Not the biggest. Mm-hmm. It's not something I care about that much. And I mean, I'm still surprised that people send me that many modules to try, and it's really cool. I really like to try stuff out. And I say that I don't work for them because I don't ask to get paid, for example. I don't want to get paid to make demos because I would feel that I have to say that it's good. I mean, yeah, it's weird. I prefer to do it like people send me stuff or I ask them sometimes. I want to try stuff, so I ask. And if I like it, I make a video out of it showing how I would use it. Yeah. And that's my way of doing things. I make a little bit of money from Patreon because I make sample packs out of those videos. And yeah, I prefer to do it like work. I mean, I'm a punk, I guess, in the music as well. So I don't like the money that much.
Well, if you can do it without, it's great, isn't it? Or if you can really do what you are like.
Yeah, I mean, I get money from other stuff. I haven't done the video thing to make money. So that's why I don't call myself an influencer, I guess. The real definition of an influencer, I guess, would be you get paid to promote stuff, mm-hmm. which I don't really do.
But what else are you doing with modulars? Are you also part of development teams? Or do you counsel on functionality?
I do a bit of beta testing sometimes. With Eric, with Schlappi Engineering, for example, he sent me prototypes so I can try the prototypes. I can say I like that or I don't like that. I give feedback for other brands as well, but just mostly for fun. It's interesting to try the stuff and give feedback on it.
That also means when you test so many things and you're a musician yourself and you're still playing a lot, do you change your setup all the time?
I have many setups.
It's like DJs. They have. I mean, when I DJ, I have a pack of this and then I have another bag with that. Is it the same? Yeah. Like you say, like, oh yeah, it's Breakfast Give Me Wood. I'm taking the shiny case and then I'm taking the black case, or how does it go?
I don't play that much with modular. I mostly play with computers, or I have a side project called Repetitor where it's only hardware, but just a little bit of modular. The modular for me is more something for the studio, and I haven't had that much chance to make full live with it, but if I would do it, will be drone-y stuff, because that's what I like to play on it in the really playing situation. Yeah, I'm lost what I was saying.
Nikki, we have the programmable waveforms diary. We can hear something.
Ja, ich wollte gerade schon fragen, ob wir eigentlich auch mal Musik von Stasma hören können.
Which number you want to hear?
I like number two earlier. It was like kind of wild and free.
Two is good, I think.
Okay, we hear it. We'll be right back.
The sensitive side of Stasma. Now, everyone was waiting here for like the breakcore going wild, but no, you have multiple sides.
You said Stasma.
That's all right.
Nice. What was that made with?
It was actually made with the Bukla stuff.
Okay, it's, so we will tell Yaru later how to do it.
It's this one was made with the 259, which is the last big oscillator the tip-top and Bukla guys made. And actually, it's when I was testing it to make the demo video, I was it's one of the modules that really I made music that I liked during jamming with it. And so I decided to just release a small EP.
It's awesome.
From that stuff.
Awesome.
Highly recommend.
Modern synthesizer classics.
Yeah.
You're presenting at the Schlappi booth. You're all day there, today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have VCV rack modules new.
Yes.
And the, what's it called, boundary?
Yeah, the new module from this year is a boundary layer, which is
awesome.
A triple envelope slew kind of thing that you can all combine together.
Yeah, we had a long 1 hour discussion with Eric last year, and he was going into engineering equations. And
it can go very far.
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time. We're waiting for Andreas Schneider to appear at 11 on air. So we have
We also still want to know your highlight or recommendation.
Yes.
What's the thing that you're most excited about, except for the Schlappi things?
I think one of the announcements that I was... That really, I was like, oh wow, it's the new Fraptool's Maxi FM polysynth.
Wow.
They made an analog TrueZero FM polysynth that looks amazing. It's a beast. And I wasn't expecting that kind of giant polyphonic synthesizer from a modular company, like straight up like this. And I really like the Fraptool stuff as well.
Yeah.
They make really good modules.
That one I didn't know about, which scares me a lot because I've looked at about 250 different manufacturers.
Kannst du es nochmal auf Deutsch sagen?
So many.
Als Empfehlung? Und dann verabschieden wir uns nämlich.
Bei Fraptools gibt es einen Poly-FM Synthesizer, von dem ich noch nicht gehört habe. Analog Through Zero FM.
Ein echtes Biest.
Yep.
Wir sind sehr gespannt. We're very excited. Thank you very much for
being with us. Your Bandcamp are very, very strange drawings. You're the artist.
This one, it's my daughter who did it.
Your daughter?
Yeah, my two, she was two.
Congratulations.
Yeah, no, but it was really fun, this one, because I just put paintings on the paper.
Cool.
I just put the paintings like this, and she just put her hands on it and made that just... And I looked at it and was like, don't touch it anymore. I'm taking a picture. This is an album cover.
Masterpiece.
Said from a master drawer himself. Yeah, so take this to your daughter. Thank you very much, Leon, for talking to us.
Thanks for having me.
And see you around.
Yeah,
thanks for being here. See you in a few minutes and on Saturday.
Yeah, sure. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.